This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. While a whole lot of macroeconomic indicators have been looking pretty good, here are a couple that aren't looking so good. New government data out today showed home building last month fell to a nearly two-year low. Both building permits, that is, permits to build, and housing starts, breaking ground, construction, they were both down. And as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports, this is not most likely going to be just a one-month blip.
Part of the problem? It's more expensive for builders to build. The costs of land and labor are up. Zillow housing economist Skylar Olson says the price of construction supplies is also increasing.
Whether it's because of kind of some trade protections that have been newly put in place that has changed the price of, say, lumber, but also just the price of other components.
Like siding and drywall, soaring costs are driving construction companies to build more expensive homes. They're also building fewer homes overall. There's not enough supply to meet demand, which pushes prices up. Tendai Kapfidze is chief economist at LendingTree, which just surveyed millennial homebuyers.
Two-thirds of first-time buyers complain that, you know, there's not enough affordable homes.
It's a vicious cycle. Developers don't build housing in the lower price range, causing shortages and pushing up prices. In econo-speak,
we're trapped in a kind of a supply-side, demand-side challenge.
That's economist Robert Dietz of the National Association of Home Builders. Dietz has a few ideas: building houses closer together and farther from city centers. And more home buyers could just go where it's cheaper.
We've seen over the last couple of years population movement from the West Coast out to markets in Utah, Colorado, Idaho, and Montana to achieve home ownership.
Even with that movement, Dietz expects the housing slump to drag on for the next few years. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.